It's What's Hot and What's Not in the Markets with Randy Martinson, Martinson Ag Risk Management. Futures and options have risk. Randy, what's hot with this market this morning?
You know, I'm going to go unconventional and say orange juice. You know, we've been seeing the orange juice market rally pretty good over the last 2 years, actually trading to all-time highs here overnight, and then, seeing some pretty good push, mainly because of production issues. But we also have to look at, you know, crude oil's made a good run because of the war going on with Israel and Hamas. We have to look at wheat is seeing a little bit of push also because of the same reasons, and because I think we just got the last of our worst news for wheat. And then also you have to throw soybeans in there as we're seeing some production concerns and increased demand.
The orange juice, is that a weather-related issue with production?
It is. You know, we've been seeing some, you know, frost and some heat, and so we've been seeing production drop a little bit, so the orange juice is rallying pretty good. I mean, for, you know, hitting all-time highs and on a two-year run, they've seen short production the last couple of years, and that certainly is helping to make our breakfast a little more expensive.
What's not hot then?
You know, and I'd have to go along with looking at hogs. I mean, that's one that's been struggling after we saw the hogs and pigs report come out. We've just seen that market kind of sluggish. I'd also have to throw in corn. Corn seems to be in a very tight trading range right now between 490, 499. You know, 2 billion bushel stocks is nothing to, that's not friendly, this market, but the strength in the soybeans and the wheat are keeping corn honest.
The with that corn market struggling like that, harvest pressure too?
Oh, yeah, we're looking at harvest pressure. That's adding a little bit in there. We've had some rain delays, which helps support the market. But overall, you know, we're looking at some pretty good yields coming in most locations. So that's adding a little bit of pressure into that market as well.
It's Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management in Fargo.